6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour, where we have our end of summer sale at the Power Mall. For those of you just joining us, if you spend $99 or less, you get 10% off. $100 or more, up to $199, you get 15% off. And if you spend $200 or more, you get 20% off. The codes are applied at checkout. It's an automatic promotion. Sale is on all current items in stock while supplies last, which ends August 31st. We don't include dropship products, of course. Those are excluded. But everything else at the Power Mall, fair game, including North American Herb and Spice. We got them right here. These are all of the products that we're talking about right now with Stephen Harkins. Welcome back to the show, sir, this particular segment.
Thank you. Sounds like a good time to stock up.
Oh, yeah, it is. And Chagamax, of course. Now, is there anything else you wanted to add? Because we were talking about the chaga mushroom and the fact not a lot of people know that this grows on trees.
That's right. Yeah, there is. I definitely want people to understand where it comes from. The best place to get it is from the birch tree. That is in the wild source that we're always promoting. You know, there is a way of manufacturing mushrooms, again, another synthetic type of deal. It's technically not as synthetic as the vitamin C example, but, you know, people are taking the mushroom and growing it on rice mycelium in indoors. And so it never sees the sunlight, and it's a very fast process. And you don't get the 200-plus nutrients and, you know, even the studies on cancer with the betulin and the betulinic acid compounds. You just don't get access to those compounds unless it's from the tree, unless it's from the wild. That's where the benefits are. And it's also the highest, one of the highest in sources of foods that contain antioxidants, specifically SOD, which has been studied as the best anti-aging antioxidant that is out there. I believe Cindy Crawford has a facial cream that features the SOD. And so it's a big deal for people that are looking to, you know, keep themselves healthy and going for a long time.
Well, there you have it, folks. Something even Cindy Crawford could love. Now, when it comes to the idea, because a lot of us have pets, what do you think? And are any of the products we're talking about here, can you give them to your dog or cat or any of your other animals?
Well, the short answer is yes. And for years, we've had people asking that question, and it's definitely an FAQ of ours. We've been able to, so I'll just break it down for dogs and then cats. Dogs are a little easier. They're not as picky as cats. So, you know, especially your medium to larger sized dogs, even your small dogs, you can take a soft gel of the oregano oil and you can put it in their kibble, put it in their food, and they'll eat it most of the time, 9 times out of 10. The dogs are going for it. They're eating it. They're getting the benefits because, yeah, the animals have a lot of the same issues that, you know, arthritis and heart problems and just inflammation of the joints and many other things, cancer and so forth, that humans get. And the solution, they can actually, the oregano is very good for them. Black seed is very good for them. In respect to cats, what I do, I have two cats at home. And you can take the juice of oregano, which is that water-soluble, oxygen-rich extract. It's not as powerful as the oil, but it's got that good stuff for the immune in there. And you just put a teaspoon in their water bottle, in their water bowl, every time you fill it up. That's all you have to do. Any more than that, they're going to probably turn their heads. But you can use it in that manner. And I will say this, North American, we've recently come out with a product line. The owner has a cat. His name is Houdini, and because we can never find him, he's always disappearing. All the
a little escape artist, huh?
Yeah. So the name is perfect, and so Houdini has come out with a pet treat line for cats and dogs, and that is called Hootie's Foodies Treats. Something that we might talk with you later about potentially offering. If there's a lot of people of your customers that have pets that are looking for something they can trust, just like they get with North American before their beloved pets.
Well, we just rescued a German Shepherd from a kill shelter. And so, yeah, she's definitely primed for this kind of stuff. Now, you're talking about the oregano juice is what you're talking about putting on their food?
Yeah, the juice of oregano is really for the cats or for the water bowl. You add it to the water, and then for the food with the dogs, you could, like, for your German Shepherd, you can put the either the black seed or the oregano soft gels, and you put that in the food. Just start with one, and you know, they'll eat it up. They'll gobble it up like it's the rest of the food. They won't know much of a difference. So that's the best way to get it into them, get the immune supported. These treats that I'm talking about, they have things like egg yolk and wild-caught salmon and beef liver and things like that. So that will be something we can definitely talk about for the future.
Yes, it would be wonderful, because I know all of us animal lovers out there, and this is something interesting because a lot of them have them for protection. And so When it comes to, I mean, do their systems operate the same way as humans when we talk about nuke protect?
You know, that's something I'd have to look into. That's a good question. I'm not sure. You know, it's in theory, I would think yes, but then again, sometimes we find things like garlic and onion that just don't do well with cats and dogs, so we'd have to look into it and see. I'm not quite sure, but that's an interesting idea.
Because, I mean, some of the products that they eat already are made with salts, which, you know, I just kind of have to ask that about Nuke Protect, because obviously if the human being is replacing the bad iodine from some sort of a nuclear problem, wouldn't it help the animal as well? I mean, that's something that definitely I think a lot of people want to know, because if they want to give it to their animal, they don't want to do it, and then all of a sudden their animal starts having problems because of the fact that the stuff is not meant for them. So, you know, this is something that, you know, has been on my mind ever since, you know, we started talking about this. And we keep seeing these EMP and various articles pop up about the use of nukes. And so I'm assuming Nuke Protect is flying off the shelf.
It is. And we just made up some more. So I just put that out there. We are making it. That's a good sign that it's that we're moving through it. I did get some information while you were talking. I looked it up, at least online, and the issue at hand is the potassium iodide, because that is a pharmaceutical grade, you know, stronger grade type of iodine source. If for dogs, they recommend not to do it. Say it can cause some side effects. But kelp they're saying kelp is okay, and that is the whole food source of iodine, and that's in our Thyroset products. So you could give them the Thyroset capsules. You could give them kelp, their food, and they can basically get the iodine in that manner. So if they have a diet of kelp, or if that's being, you know, put in there, or you give them a Thyroset capsule once in a while, they'll be better equipped, certainly, to handle when something comes. So that's probably about as far as you can go, because it says the potassium iodide is a no-go, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. For those of you animal lovers out there that are concerned that if we end up in a situation like this, what happens to Fido or Kitty? You know, so at least we know now, or Houdini, whatever the case may be. When it comes to relaxing, sleeping, I mean, this herbal Z's, because normally when people see the word Z's, in multiple use, it usually represents sleep. So
yeah,
what is herbal? Yeah. What do the herbal Z 60 count caps do for you?
Well, you know, simply put, they help you to find a better night's rest. So they help you to calm your nervous system, and this is really key, in a natural way, not in a hormonal or any kind of other way, like a melatonin. Melatonin, unfortunately, will hit you on the hormonal front. This is just using herbs, things like ashwagandha, chamomile, which calms the nervous system and the gut. And then you have the hops, which is our New Zealand hops. It is a mild sedative. And so, yeah, you can get all of these things in one. And when you take it about 40 minutes or so before bedtime, it helps put you in a very calm state where you can fall asleep, stay asleep, and also wake up refreshed the next day, and not having a sledgehammer effect, but just, you know, it's very natural. And we did it because we did a survey and we found there's a lot of people that use our products that also struggle with sleep issues. And we also found that melatonin was not as useful in the long term. A lot of doctors don't recommend it long term. You got to have a prescription in Europe to get melatonin. And there has been a rise of teenagers going to the ER for taking too much of the melatonin and having effects. So we just wanted to give an herbal extract that everybody can get. It works with the body. All ages can use it. School age can use it, absolutely. And it's just peace of mind on that front. And of course, the benefits that you get from ashwagandha for anxiety, for stress, the benefits that you're going to get in there for the hops, just keeping a calm, you know, helping you focus the next day, helping, you know, if you're not sleeping, your brain actually will shrink over time. And not just that, but a lot of your detox happens in the sleep cycle. So we got to get it. And herbal teas is one of those things that really helps.
Yeah, that's amazing because, see, you talk about hops, and as soon as you say hops, I think beer.
Beer.
But the thing is that beer has sugar in it because of alcohol, except not as much. And I don't drink the regular beer that everybody else does. On occasion, I have a Guinness. And so because it's a stout, it's a little, believe it or not, has less carbohydrates and calories than regular beer does. But the idea of the hops being a calming agent, you have a couple of beers, and guess what? You're calm, aren't you?
Yeah, anyone that's done that, they know what the effects of hops already. So just, you know, now we're giving you just the pure hops, no alcohol content, and, you know, it will do the trick. I mean, just hops alone would probably be effective enough, but putting everything together as a formula, you're really getting, you know, if you're stressed out, you had a really, you're still anxious over that that confrontation you had with that person in the office or that teacher parent meeting that went really not so well.
Oh yeah.
And you can't stop. You can't shut it off at night. You can't turn it off. And chamomile, ashwagandha, these things will help you relax and just help with the anxiety and help you drift off.
That's good. And then, of course, you know, during the daytime, when we're talking about blood pressure and stuff like that, you have another formula called Hyperease.
Yep.
You might explain what that is.
Hyperease and I'll throw black seed in there because that helps with, you know, that helps support the vasodilation. What that means is relaxing the tension in your chest. Whether it's in your lungs, your breathing, or whether it's in your heart, you've got to keep it under control. And so if you've got that kind of tension and stress and blood pressure situations, you know, there's a lot of wonderful natural things out there which absolutely help support a good blood pressure response. And what we're putting in there is the hawthorn berry as well as the hibiscus. And those two together are fantastic. They're known, you know, they're red for a reason. They indicate heart support. And there are many studies, long-term traditions in traditional medicine of using those specific herbs for blood pressure support. So especially if it's really high, or you've got a lot of tightness in the chest, this is fantastic. You know, my uncle used to have a trick before he saw the doctor for his blood pressure check. He would drink tons of hibiscus tea, and then he'd go in there and get the better blood pressure reading because he didn't want to give up all the foods he was eating, of course. And it worked. You know, it worked for several years. He was able to kind of fool the doctors. But if you do it long term and you do it sustainably, you know, you keep doing it and you watch what you eat, of course, yeah, there's ways to kind of tackle that without having to go the big pharma route if you are trying to just go natural. So I just want to encourage people out there, hawthorn berry and hibiscus. That's how we do it.
Interesting. Okay. And then, of course, with North American Urban Spice, folks, you have to understand we have a very long history here at the Power Mall with these products. Everybody buys them. They love them. And you get them on sale now because of the end of summer sale, which is over on August 31st. These are included. Everything we're talking about here is included. The O2 Rega is next on my list. And see, this is from a long line of oregano-based products. And so now the difference, you've got O2 Rega, Orega Dent, Orega Max, Oreganol Juice, the Oreganol P73, gel caps, which is what I'm assuming you're talking about breaking on the dog's food.
Yes.
Oregano. Yeah, the P73 oil, super strength, one fluid ounce. Now, this is the stuff. I want to touch base on that a little bit because my grandson is, he's using it on the bottom of his feet because he has type 1 diabetes. And normally you put socks on their feet. I mean, this stuff, you know, is going to help, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's I'm so glad that it's at such a young age they're already getting the effects of oregano, because obviously children have to deal with more than they've ever had to be exposed to before. And you talk about things like building immunity, draining the lymphatic system. You can do that even topically. That's how powerful this stuff is. Not to mention the topical inflammation support that you can get. We know people with gout that use it on their feet. I'll tell you this. I have a father-in-law. I have a deceased father, actually, who had type 1 diabetes. He only lived to be 40. And then I have a father-in-law who is 60, and he has type 1 diabetes. So we got to check our children if we have. My point is that he had a pinky toe amputated due to the whole circulation issues associated with this disease, and it kept getting reinfected. And when I married his daughter, I told him about the oregano oil, and he started putting it topically every night on his pinky toe. And guess what? He never got an infection again. True story.
Wow. And that's probably not the only testimonial you've gotten from other users of this particular product. This is the pure stuff, folks. And so it comes in a one fluid ounce bottle. So understand, you're talking about super strength, as natural as you can get it. And that's one of the reasons why we sell a lot of it at the Power Mall. The gel caps, because of the P73, I'm not a chemist here, so I don't know what the P73 stands for. I'm sure you could enlighten us on that, but it could be just the what everybody refers to as a model number. But then there might be a scientific reason why it's there.
That's our moniker, our trademark, and the P stands for purity, potency, phenolic power. The 73 part is basically our average of carvacrol. That's the active ingredient in oregano that's responsible for a lot of its benefits, and it's usually around the 73% range or higher. So that's where we got the name from.
Okay, so the oregano's gummies, which, you know, we want to get your kids started on when they go to school. And I would get it started actually right now, order them and get them started on it before they go to school, because then their immune system is going to have a little time to work it, right?
Yes. That's for kids and adults. That's our gospel is, you know, be preventative. You know, don't wait until somebody gets sick. Don't get sick. Take the oregano now, build up the immune strength, and when they're exposed to it, you know, hopefully they'll have some resistance.
Right, and then if you're traveling, of course, or I think you can probably get away with taking it with you, the oregano spray.
I'll tell you what, I just came back from Mexico. I can attest to that. You know, you can imagine the things you got to watch out for down there, and I did not leave without my oregano spray, my Sinu oregano nasal wash, and definitely my oregano oil. So that's what I took, and the oregano spray is a godsend because you think about how, you know, naturally disinfecting things, cleansing the air, cleansing the surfaces, spraying the vents in the hotel, spraying the pillowcases and things like that, spraying the shower floor in the bathrooms. Yeah, you don't want to be caught without it. You know, they made us wear the mask in certain places down there, too, because there's a lot of hysteria over all of that. So we, you know, I'd much rather spray my mask with the oregano spray and instead of having to wear it. God forbid I sneeze in my mask, I've at least got some kind of, antimicrobial, natural antiseptic in herbs. And that's, we're talking about things like oregano, bay leaf, and clove, and as well as lavender, so it has a nice, pleasant scent. It's really good for the bathroom. Basically, anything you'd use Clorox or Lysol for that you don't want to keep putting chemicals with, maybe you want to be more mindful of the pets or the elderly or the sensitive children in your household, oregano spray is really going to help cover all those boxes for you.
Well, I bet that's a conversation starter when you pull that thing out and you start spraying the inside of a mask and people are going, what are you doing?
Yep, it is. You know, and what's that smell? And, you know, so on and so forth. But
it smells like a meatball inside my mask. I could just imagine, Stephen, how that works out. Well, anyway, but I mean, you survived Mexico, so that's a good thing. One last thing I want to cover before we break, because you've already talked about the signing of Rega, is the Resvital capsules. And people take them for what reason? They got to have a reason to want to buy them here from the Power Mall, so let's go over that real quick.
This is the big one is cholesterol support, you know, supporting the healthy balance of cholesterol levels. So if you struggle with that, highly recommend the red sour grape. But also for the blood and for circulation, it's a red fruit. It's good for the heart. So it's primarily for your heart, your circulatory system, your cholesterol.
Well, that's good to know. And then the Purely C, here's something else that, you know, you users of that, regular users, will appreciate is the fact that, you know, they've all been asking for the bulk powder because apparently, you know, taking the 90-count caps isn't enough. And so they want to really beef up their shake and use the bulk powder and put that in there, you know, better than a teaspoon at a time. Is that how they're doing it?
Yeah, I mean, once the secret's out, you know, the capsules are really just there for convenience. You're on the go, you're traveling, you can't make a smoothie. But if you are someone who has that kind of discipline where you do make smoothies and shakes for yourself, better to get the powder because you do get, in one teaspoon, you get double the vitamin C that you'd get from three capsules. So, you know, it's a no-brainer. It's very efficient, and you're going to up your vitamin C and thereby get more benefits.
We got to love that. Resvital capsules and the Purely C bulk powder. I think we've just about covered the entire list of all the great products. Many of them have the wonderful oregano in them. Stephen Harkins with North American Urban Spice. Thanks so much for enlightening us as to the benefits of all these great products. When people go to the Power Mall to shop, you bet. Take care. Godspeed to you, sir. We will be back at the other side of the break with Clay Clark talking about the upcoming Reawaken America tour in Batavia, New York, outside Rochester this coming weekend. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
One minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad to have you back with us. Just been talking to Stephen Harkins from North American Urban Spice because we've got the big summer sale, end of summer sale going on right now at the Power Mall. And this gives you an opportunity to stock up because if you're really serious about getting what you need. And yesterday we talked about on the show, new research out, which I've known for the last 2 years, that this COVID thing was a bioweapon developed jointly by the United States government and China. Yeah, they gave Ralph Barrick, who's a doctor at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the goodies to start working with, and they took what he did. Sent it to China with $3.5 million. Let's say, was it 300 and something million? Whatever it was. They got sent all this money to Wuhan, right? And when Wuhan got it, they took it and they developed it into a bioweapon, and now people are starting to talk about it. The cognitive dissonance, I'm not sure if it's slipping away or not, and people are finally coming to grips with it. But there is one gentleman out there that is making a huge difference in the way people think and the way that they're treating all of this. And despite what happened yesterday at Mar-a-Lago with those rotten feds coming in there when he's not even there and breaking into his safe and raiding his place, which he claimed is under siege, you know, we the people still rule what's going on here. We have the ability to give up all of our freedoms or to regain them. And that's why we have the Reawaken America tour coming up this weekend in the Rochester, New York area. Clay Clark, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, I appreciate you allowing me to be here with you and your listeners. And I have quite a letter I wanted to read to you that I just received here. I have in my hands from the Attorney General of New York, welcoming us, I believe, here to New York.
Interesting. All right. So the thing is I was reading some of the show notes, and it's talking about Batavia. Is that the correct city, or is that actually in Rochester?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be in Batavia, which is between Rochester and Buffalo. And we've had to move the venue now. This is the fifth location that we're on because the venues continue to capitulate to the woke mob. But we will not stop the Reawaken America Tour. And if you're listening right now and you want to get out to the Reawaken America Tour, we do have right now 12 tickets left for the Reawaken America Tour. Rochester, New York, that's Batavia, Rochester. Then we have Idaho, Washington in September. We have a total of those tickets are on sale right now. We have just a few thousand tickets left, and then we're going in October to Pennsylvania. But this was a letter I just received from Letitia James, Attorney General, says, General Flynn, and click, as New York's top law enforcement officer, I have significant concerns that the Reawaken America Tour's upcoming event at the Cornerstone Batavia Church in Batavia, New York on August 12th and 13th could spur extremist or racially motivated violence. Now, this is about an event where five of the seven pastors that are speaking happen to be black. We continue. These concerns center around the event's proposed dates, which coincide with the five-year anniversary of the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, and past extremist statements made by yourselves and other featured speakers on the tour.
Unbelievable.
I am especially concerned about featured speakers' regular allusions to the white nationalist ideals connected to the Great Replacement theory, a conspiracy theory that warns of white genocide and efforts to replace native-born Americans with immigrants. And she goes on. So anyway, this event will not be canceled despite, you know, threats or letters from elected or unelected officials or the mainstream media. But I can tell you, Pastor Mark Burns, who happens to be black, is one of our keynote speakers. We have Dr. Stella Emanuel, one of my wife's good friends and a keynote speaker. She happens to be black. And Eric Trump, who happens to not be black. And General Flynn, who happens to not be black. And Kash Patel, who happens to not be white. And I guess we should track all the genders and all the races of all the speakers so that we don't offend anybody. We will not stop. The Reawaken America Tour gains momentum because America wants to know the truth. And yesterday, I was doing an interview live with Eric Trump at the moment that he received the information about his father's facility, his Mar-a-Lago home being raided. And I can tell you, Eric Trump is a great and decent American, and everybody out there, we need to be praying for the Trump family, and we need to be standing up for our constitutional rights.
That's right, we do. And I'll tell you, it was a shock just to have, you know, my own son, because I have company here, and my own son calls me and he goes, "Dad, are you watching Fox? They raided Trump's." Whoa, slow down. You know, what are you talking about? They raided Trump's. Yeah, in Mar-a-Lago, they just raided it. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, those infidels we call the FBI that nobody trusts anymore. They want to hire 87,000 new IRS agents and arm them with bullets. I didn't even think that they were allowed to even carry guns. But here again, if we don't know what our rights are, we don't have any. And see, that's one of the reasons why you have people like General Michael Flynn and Clay Clark spearheading this event all across the country. And I'm so glad, sir, to hear that you are going to continue this thing and that Rochester won't be the last.
Yes, we are going to continue. I committed, you know, after the first one, we had 5,500 people show up. We had 7.1 million people stream that event online. General Flynn called me and asked me if we would do another one. I said, yes, we did. An event in Tampa, we had over 8,000 people there. And he called and said, I would love it if you could do one a month. Could you do that? So that's, I kind of was drafted, you know, so I'm here doing this. But I wanted to share with people today what the actual agenda is of the Great Reset, because I don't think a lot of people understand clearly what is the actual agenda of the Great Reset. The Great Reset, again, this whole, the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, those models were false. The polymerase chain reaction tests were false, and COVID-19 was 100% treatable with budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. Well, Stu Peters got a copy of this document, and all your listeners can read this right now. If you're listening right now, go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and click on the World Health Organization button, and you can download the pandemic treaty draft. I want everyone to read this. Okay, this is the pandemic treaty draft, which was drafted on July 13th of 2022. This is Stu Peters breaking down what this document entails. Listen to this, folks. This is Stu Peters breaking down.
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, July 22nd, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the world took a big step, a massive step, toward the Great Reset yesterday. The World Health Organization concluded the second meeting of its new intergovernmental negotiating body. This panel, the IMB, is drafting a so-called pandemic treaty. And after this week's meeting, they announced openly what their plan for that treaty is. It's not going to be a set of guidelines. It's not going to be a statement of intentions. No. The representatives at WHO said that they want this pandemic treaty to be legally binding on every WHO member country. And if that's what they do, then when this treaty arrives, goodbye, Constitution. So long, Bill of Rights.
That's what this is all about right now. That is what this is all about. And so right now we have the Bidens flirting with declaring a climate emergency. And if the Bidens do declare a climate emergency, by the way, the Bidens they're thinking about declaring a climate emergency. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is saying that monkeypox is primarily spread. It's caused by the virus mutates because of climate change. Yes, the World Health Organization is saying that climate change is causing the spread of monkeypox. Listen to this.
The World Health Organization is warning that new outbreaks of monkeypox and Lassa fever may be linked to climate change.
Are you hearing that?
I did. That's nuts.
It is nuts, and they want to ban the use of money now because they're saying that money is what's carrying the monkeypox. The People magazine is now saying that monkeypox is spread primarily via money. So we need to be looking at more digital forms of currency Meanwhile, Joe Rogan, listen to Joe Rogan. He broke this story. Listen to this.
Do you feel like you're sounding the alarm
yes.
for people that don't understand what the f*** is going on?
So, here, I'll put it up for you here, yeah? So there's the video.
Yeah.
I don't know if your camera can see that, but there's the video. There's him speaking about it.
The G7 is launching a set of...
This is Chancellor Rishi Sunak, of the member of the Parliament of the United Kingdom.
...policy principles for retail central bank digital currencies.
Right, so that's the guy who runs our economy in the UK. His name's the Chancellor of the Exchequer. And here is the article. Bank of England tells ministers to intervene on digital currency programming, yeah? And here's a quote from the article. This is in the Telegraph, the one he pulled up, but it was behind a paywall, so I'll just read the quote. Digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible.
Whoa. You hear that?
Yeah, I sure
did. That's what this
Boy, you're talking about liberty, infringement on liberty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're
Clay,
committed.
Clay, this is insane.
You know, Alex Jones asked me to fill in for him the last couple of weeks. I've been filling in for him, you know, on and off, doing shows as need be there. And Alex broke this story. And I encourage everybody to go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. And you can click on the climate emergency button. Again, you can find it at time2freeamerica.com. I want everyone to listen to this real quick. This is Alex Jones breaking the story. Listen to this, folks.
To which you listen. Biden said, I'm already planning a climate emergency by executive order. That means dictatorial order. And he said, in a few weeks, we'll make the announcement. He hasn't had the press conference yet, but I have right here, in my little pause, the document. Before the show, I only had time to read half of it. It just came out an hour ago. And it is devastating. The document is 50-something pages long. But when you go to page 4, I just got a massive chill. Woo! When you when you read page 4, baby, you know you're not in Kansas anymore, and you're sure as hell not in the free planet. Stop all oil and gas drilling. Stop all energy exports. That alone will put us into a depression the likes of which you've never seen.
That's what's happening right now in America, and that is why we are doing the Reawaken America tour. That's why we have 85 speakers that come to these events. The last one, we had 85 speakers. That's why for this particular event in New York, I mean, we kick off at 6 a.m. The doors open. We start at 9 o'clock. You've seen the energy, the audience. People are there to hear the truth. They want to hear the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud. That's why Lance Wall now, the prophets on the same stage with Stella Emanuel and Cash Patel and General Flynn and Eric Trump. That's why these people are here. I mean, the reason why you see Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jim Caviezel and all the Patriots showing up at one place at one time is not because we're trying to have a blasty blast, although we do have a little bit of fun, if that's okay. It's because we want to get the truth out there, and the truth, only the truth and only the truth is what's going to set us free. So I just encourage everybody out there today, if you are listening right now and you want to attend the Reawaken America Tour event, go to time2freeamerica.com. time2freeamerica.com. You can request your tickets there. The energy behind these events is next level. Again, September, we're going to Washington, Idaho. October, we're going to Pennsylvania. And I'm telling you what I'm discovering is most people I meet at these events are telling me they've never heard who Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari are. They have no idea who these people are. The people leading the Great Reset are largely unknown.
Harari's a scary individual, given all the stuff you played on this show before that has come out of his mouth. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff that people do not understand the Great Reset, and Klaus Schwab actually authored the book. I mean, it's all of this is in your face now. And I cannot believe what you just said, that there's a lot of people out there that have never heard of this stuff, and they're being introduced to it because they attended the Reawaken America tour.
I'm hearing this every time I do an event. Every time we do an event, I hear people say, wow, Clay, I'm so glad. I get there at 6 a.m. every day to meet people. So if you're listening right now and you want to, you know, maybe you say, I never want to meet you at all. But if you want to meet me, you know, I get there at 6, and my goal is to shake the hand of every person and ask them how they're doing and, you know, connect them. I want to make sure people can find jobs that don't require a vaccine and find attorneys willing to help them fight back and, you know, employers that are on your team that won't require those vaccines and try to find lawmakers that will help you fight back, attorney generals that are in the flow, that are in the know. I'm trying to connect people together. And I ask people all the time, I say, how did you hear about the tour? And I say, what'd you learn? And I hear all the time people say, you know, I had no idea about the tour, but a friend of mine told me. Because of all the suppression, I mean, you can't buy ads on TV or radio. Social media deletes your posts. And they go, you know, a friend of mine told me, and I came to this event, and I don't understand, man. You guys let me name my price. I mean, I'm not criticizing Charlie Kirk or Bill O'Reilly or anybody that charges, you know, or CPAC that charges a big amount of money to attend their events. But we let people name their price. And I grew up poor. I get it. So anybody out there, if you want to attend our event, you can pay whatever price you want to pay. And I ask these people, you know, what did you learn? And people say, I had no idea that the Great Reset was happening. Now, I want people to listen to this. You've all know a Harari, top advisor for Klaus Schwab, a man praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. There was a documentary he put out in 2017, and he starts talking about his vision for the future, which involves connecting your immune system to the internet so that it could be turned on or turned off. Listen to this.
Historian Yuval Harari has developed his vision of the future by studying the past. His Israeli roots are of crucial importance to the formation of his view of the future. He's now using all of that knowledge to give us his vision for the future.
With especially the rise of brain-computer interfaces and biometric sensors and so forth, it is very likely that within, say, 50 years, people will literally be part of a network. All the bodies, all the brains would be connected together to a network, and you won't be able to survive if you're disconnected from the net, because your own body parts, your own immune system, perhaps depends on being constantly connected to the colony, to the network.
Are you hearing that?
To the colony. I mean, these people are in a dream world if they think we're going to go along with that.
100% what they want to do. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to take. That's what the Great Reset's all about. It's all about the Great Reset involves three things. Three things. The Great Reset. There's a lot of other sub details, but what are these three things? People say, what is the Great Reset all about? It involves three things. I want people to write these down and assume I'm crazy. And you can go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com/revelation to continue this conversation. You can see all the recommendations and all the citations I give you. You can find that at time2freeamerica.com/revelation. But it involves surveillance under the skin. Surveillance under the skin. It involves connecting brains, your brains, to computers. And it involves introducing dataism, transhumanism, and removing God from history. So, sound clip number one. This is Yuval Noah Harari explaining out loud that COVID-19 was all about connecting you to a surveillance under the skin. This is Yuval Noah Harari speaking at the Athens Democracy Forum, sponsored by the New York Times.
I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveilled all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly of all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. Because really, we haven't seen anything yet. I think that the big process that's happening right now in the world is hacking human beings, the ability to hack humans.
This is what he's saying out loud. He says these things.
Yeah, yeah, but the revelation here, too, is that he said that we were injected under the skin, which means that everyone who took the jab has within their system some sort of component that they're looking to control with in the future.
There you go.
That's the way I'm hearing it.
This is 100% true. This is what you're saying is what, I mean, you're just stating what he's saying out loud. Next goal, like I mentioned, was to connect brains to computers. This is Yuval Noah Harari explaining how this happened. And in 2018, he explains how the goal of the World Economic Forum is to connect your brain to computers. Listen to this. This is real stuff. I mean, this is not me conjuring up some sound bites. This is, you all know, Noah Harari speaking at the World Economic Forum in 2018. You can find it on YouTube.
A good two-way communication system, direct communication system between brains and computers, this is kind of the watershed moment. I mean, once you have a good two-way, nobody has any idea what happens after that.
He's saying this out loud. And the final thing he wants to do is he wants to introduce a new religion called dataism. Dataism, a religion where they'll offer people happiness, justice, and quote-unquote eternal life. This is, you all know, Harari. Listen to this.
You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to emerge from Silicon Valley or from Bangalore and not from the Middle East. And they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on Earth with the help of technology, and not after death with the help of some supernatural being.
Are you hearing this? I mean, this is what he's saying. He says it out loud.
He does. And thing is, he's living in a dream world, Clay. I mean, this guy is, he doesn't understand the way Americans are thinking, which is one of the reasons why this tour. And I'm so glad to hear that this is coming to Idaho and Washington. Esther in Washington, you're on the phone with Clay Clark. Go ahead.
Clark, I love how you speak. I mean, you can get 20 thoughts in 1 second. That's amazing. That's great. Okay, so could you please comment on the real climate change, which is geoengineering? And Dane Wigington, you know, he has geoengineeringwatch.org. He has a little booklet out called The Chronicle of Indictment. This is what's causing the climate wars that President Trump spoke about. Please talk on that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Esther,
for that. Hey, by the way, if you go, Esther, to time2freeamerica.com, there's a button called the climate emergency button or the weather modification button.
I love how you speak. I mean,
Did I lose you? Are you there? Hello?
No, she hung up. She's waiting for your answer.
So if you go to time2freeamerica.com and you click on the climate emergency button or the weather modification button, you're going to see all the patents that the United States government has for modification. The organization is called HAARP. H-A-A-R-P. What? H-A-A-R-P. This is an organization that most people are not aware of, but it does exist. It is called the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. And listen to this, folks. Here we go. This is John Brennan, the former director of Central Intelligence, speaking.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of.
Are you hearing this? I mean, this is real stuff.
And what certain regions are they talking about?
Right. So China has openly spoken that they have the ability to modify the weather and make it not rain over an area the size of India and a half. They say 1.5 times the size of India. They can make it not rain or make it rain. So do you think weather modification may be used to create a prolonged drought? You think it could be used? Do you think it would be used by a country like China that doesn't like us? Yeah.
Like food shortage? Like we got no rain, we can't grow crops, and so people starve? Yeah, I could see that being used. In fact, I think it is being used, as a matter of fact.
Correct. So you could, if you wanted to, again, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the weather modification button, I've tried to put all the videos, all the links, all the patents right there so you can read it. But you could, in fact, make it rain in Dubai. And if you don't believe me, folks, just type in to Google or DuckDuckGo. Type in New York Post Dubai, D-U-B-A-I, zaps clouds to make it rain. So Dubai zaps clouds to make it rain, and you can see how Dubai is zapping clouds to make it rain. The problem is when you make it rain in Dubai, it doesn't rain somewhere else. So places that have historically been a desert all of a sudden become like an oasis, right? And play where they become very fruitful. They begin to flourish. They have a lot of rain. And then the areas that previously had a lot of rain can become deserts.
Amazing. And this is what they're doing to us, folks. And the only way that you are going to learn the real truth about this is if you ever have a chance. I've been to two of them already, spoken at one, was a media rep at two, and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these Reawaken America events if you can possibly help it. This is something where eyes will be opened, hearts will be healed. We love to have you here, Clay. I appreciate you. It's coming up this weekend in Batavia, New York. In the meantime, Dave Krieger with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Clay Clark, thank you so much. God bless you for everything you're doing. God bless you, you listeners up there in Power Hour land, and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.